So Christ put Satan to an open shame, and he did it three ways. He did it through the resurrection we mentioned, when believers come to him in faith. And thirdly, he does it when Satan is cast down forever and ever. Speaking of movies, there's another ending to a movie that I've seen a lot. I don't know why, but in 80s cop dramas, this is a popular ending to a movie. I can think of it a half a dozen times. Here's the ending to the movie. You have a good guy and you have a bad guy. The bad guy's in his home or in his office, and the final scene of the whole movie, the whole show, his climax, is a confrontation between the good guy and the bad guy. And the bad guy thinks he's got the good guy, so the bad guy reaches into a drawer, and he takes out his gun, and he points it at the good guy, and he says something witty. I don't know, I'm not going to make something up, but he makes some witty comment right there, and he pulls the trigger. And what you hear is click. It's a dry fire. There's no ammo in it. And this is so cheesy, but I've seen it so many times. The good guy reaches into his pocket. You know what's coming. And he pulls out the bullets, looking for these. Like, I've got you now. And you're thinking, you know what, man, if you could find a guy's weapon, take the one out of the chamber and all the ones out of the magazine, re-rack it and put the magazine back in, place it exactly where you found it and put the bullets in your pocket, you could just, you know, take the gun. That would be so much easier than doing all that. But the point was not just to keep them safe. The point was the dramatic ending, right? He puts them to an open shame. This is the point. And this is exactly what Christ has done for us. And this is what exactly Christ has done to Satan. Here's what. What God does to Satan is exactly what Satan wanted to do for you. And of course, Satan is still alive. He still has power. But listen, a Satan that lives is no match for a Savior who died. And so Satan has this power. He wields this power. But don't forget, ultimately, this power is taken away from him because he is brandishing an unloaded weapon. He has no ultimate authority. He has no power because God has destroyed him. And then, watch this. We die. And in death, you know what I get? In death, I get everything I was trying to get in this life. All of it. All of it. So listen to me very carefully. Satan is powerful, but he's not ultimately powerful. He's brandishing an unloaded weapon. So don't duck and cover. Don't cower and wince. He is a poser robbed of his power. And ultimately what God is going to do to Satan is what Satan wanted to do to us. He's going to turn it back around on him. And Revelation 20:10 is the ballistics report that showed that Satan was killed with his own weapon. That's what God's going to do to him. Don't fear death.